course, is at the very end of the terminal. Just like I pictured, Dane is standing at the edge of the seating area, phone to his ear, glancing at the clock above the head of the gate agent. "Hey, sorry, I'm here." He turns toward my voice. Brown eyes that are a perfect match to his short, dark brown hair sweep over me. His brows slash into a deep V. It's a complete 180 from how he'd grin and then catch me when I'd throw myself into his arms when we met at the airport on our stolen weekends away. But that was before everything changed. Dane ends the call and shoves his phone in the pocket of his gray shorts. His white t-shirt strains over the thick muscles of his shoulders and arms, revealing gray and black ink that's usually hidden under the sleeves of the starched shirts he normally wears for work.
"Jesus, Cat. I thought this was your way of telling me it's over."
His words hit me in the stomach like a fist.
"What? You haven't answered my texts since last night, including the three I sent you this morning to see if you were even coming. I get that business comes first with you, but seriously, what the hell?"
I stare at him, feeling like I'm looking at a stranger instead of my husband.
"Over? What else am I supposed to think when you go radio silent like that?"
Fumbling for my phone, I stare down at it like I'm holding alien technology.